With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump's chief of staff, Susie Wiles, is accusing Vanity Fair of using an interview she gave to the magazine and turning it into a hit piece on the administration. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the Vanity Fair article was not well done.
This is, unfortunately, another example of disingenuous reporting, where you have a reporter who took the chief of staff's words wildly out of context, did not include the context those conversations were had within.
Leavitt does say Susie Wiles is an indispensable part of the administration.
What I'll say about our chief of staff, as you've seen from not just myself, but also the entire cabinet, in a groundswell of support from people on Capitol Hill who don't even work in this building, about how incredible Susie Wiles has been to President Trump.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says he won't publicly release video of a military strike on a boat that killed survivors in the Caribbean.
Hegseth was on Capitol Hill where he told members of the House and Senate Armed Services Committee that they would be able to review the video this week, but he did not say whether all lawmakers would be allowed to see it, even as a defense policy bill demands that it be released to Congress. Hegseth and other administration officials defended the military campaign as a successful border drug mission amid ongoing questions from lawmakers about the U.S. military buildup near Venezuela. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump administration is expanding its travel ban to include five more countries and impose new limits on others. The move Tuesday is part of ongoing efforts to tighten U.S. entry standards. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 302 points, the NASDAQ rose 54. This is SRN News. Another Christmas market attack is foiled.
Lawmen in Germany have arrested five Muslims, accusing them of planning to drive cars into crowds at a Christmas market in Bavaria. The men are from Egypt, Syria, and Morocco. The markets date back to medieval times in Germany and have spread all over Western Europe. Lately, they've become the target of Muslim terrorists, however. The latest attack killed six people and injured 300 last year in Magdeburg, Germany. Michael Harrington reporting.
The deadly terror attack on Jews in Australia over the past weekend follows a surge in anti-Semitism in that country. In fact, Australia and Italy experienced the biggest increase in anti-Semitic attacks in 2024 following the Hamas attack on Israel the year before. Tel Aviv University reports that Australia recorded over 1,700 anti-Semitic incidents. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
A shutdown delayed reading on unemployment reveals 2 months' worth of data. The U.S. saw 64,000 new jobs created in November, but it lost 105 in October. Economist Steve Moore.
It shows there's still jobs out there, 7 million job openings in the United States today. So it's still a pretty healthy jobs market for people who are looking for jobs.
The unemployment rate up to 4.6%. Americans held the line on spending in October.
Analysts say consumers moderated their spending amid concern about higher prices and other economic uncertainties after splurging over the summer. Excluding sales at motor vehicle and auto parts outlets, sales rose 0.4%. The flat spending in October follows a revised 0.1% increase in September. Rich Thomason, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow was off 302 points, NASDAQ up by 54. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.